This is KUT. City leaders are considering a plan to expand the Austin Convention Center, but some question how much the entire city would benefit from the project. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
The convention industry is sort of like an invisible arms race between cities. Who can build the biggest, baddest convention center to attract the most coveted events? For some time now, the Austin Convention Center Department has been seeking to expand the downtown facility. Here's Department Director Mark Tester.
The market demand is there. The amount of business is there. The growth in the Austin community, both in business with the airport, and even especially the medical school, really gave a tremendous climate for us to continue to succeed.
The Austin Convention Center was built in 1992 over concerns that existing facilities weren't big enough and Austin was losing business. The center was expanded to twice its size in 2002. It currently spans six city blocks. This proposed expansion would add a new building across Trinity Street, and the two would be connected by pedestrian walkways.
In thoughts of our design is to have an area that actually would line up with 3rd Street where people could walk through and there'd be like a food court and a music area and retail and restaurants and just a beautiful open area.
It's estimated to cost anywhere from $400 to $600 million. But is it a smart investment? I posed that question to Brian Casey, president of the nonprofit Center for Exhibition Industry Research.
There are naysayers to this, but I can tell you that the industry is showing some strength. And I think if cities choose not to invest in their infrastructure, they might find themselves compromised from a competitive standpoint.
The convention center is primarily funded through the city's hotel occupancy tax, a fee that's collected from hotel guests and used to promote the tourism and convention industry. But recently, council members voted to explore other uses for that tax revenue. District 3 Councilmember Pio Renteria says expanding the convention center wouldn't necessarily benefit his constituents. He's hosting a town hall on the proposal tomorrow, along with District 1 Councilmember Ora Houston.
Me and Ora had a concern about, why are we supporting the convention center if we're not going to benefit out of it, We want to see all the minority culture centers to benefit out of it, not just the few groups that have been historically getting that funding.
Ultimately, the expansion needs approval from City Council to move forward. The town hall kicks off tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Parque Zaragoza Recreation Center on Gonzales Street. Saida Hassan, KUT News.